Championship weekend in college football, an NBA veteran catches a third, maybe even a fourth wind, and Russian sports doping. Wait, I thought this was a news show. NPR's Tom Goldman joins us. Tom, thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Scott Simon.
Number 5 Utah lost last night. Let me reverse that. Oregon won last night.
Thank you.
37-15 over number 5 Utah in the Pac-12 title game. LSU, number 1, faces number 4 Georgia in the SEC title game. Ohio State, number 1. Number 2 Clemson. Boy, I'm getting tired of even just reading what's going on.
I'm exhausted.
What's going to happen this weekend, Tom?
Well, as you mentioned, there
number
are
number one, Tom Goldman. Go ahead. Yeah.
Thank you. There are lots of conference championship games today, but thanks to Oregon's win, the focus is on two games in particular. With number 5 Utah out of the playoff picture, it paves the way for the Big 12 winner, Oklahoma or Baylor, to scoot into the top 4 and the playoff if LSU beats number 4 Georgia, which LSU is expected to do in the SEC championship game.
Scoot is not a college football, not a football term. Scoot. They claw.
Roar.
They roar. Yeah, go ahead. All right, yeah.
I'm done. Ask me another question.
Oh, if you insist. Would expanding the playoff pool to 8 teams, like a lot of people want, just make, and I wonder, the regular season seem less important?
Well, that's what the college power, football powers that be say. They say more teams and another round of playoffs will dilute the importance of the regular season, where one loss can wound a team, two losses a mortal wound. And those powers that be say that generates more excitement in the regular season. It keeps college football fans engaged. But, you know, it seems like 8 would make the playoff more interesting, right? The playoff wouldn't just be stocked with the elite. You'd have a chance for some true upsets, which we love.
Carmelo Anthony and LeBron James, two old friends, met on the court last night. Carmelo Anthony now with the Trail Blazers. The Lakers won, 136-113. But Carmelo Anthony, 35, and he's just been Western Conference Player of the Week. What kind of breakfast cereal is this guy eating?
Super cereal, but not sure if 5 Carmelo Anthonys in their prime eating super cereal could have beaten the Lakers, Scott. They are really good, scary good. But Carmelo has been a minor revelation. There was a fair amount of skepticism here in Portland that he would help the struggling Blazers. He, of course, had the reputation of being a great scorer, but that's about it. No defense. He has scored and played defense and rebounded well. He's enjoying himself. He says he feels wanted, and he is. But, you know, the Blazers' problem, Scott, remember, they were Western Conference finalists last season.
Yep.
Their problems are a lot bigger, starting with injuries. And last night, they lost another starting player when Rodney Hood tore his Achilles, a very sad injury for a really popular and effective player.
Yeah. And I want to ask you about something you've been reporting on. The World Anti-Doping Agency is set to announce Olympic sanctions against Russia on Monday. Russian officials deny doping allegations. Did they say it's the Ukrainians who actually have been doing the doping? Sorry.
I can't do the rest of
a news show and avoid a joke like that.
Yeah. God. Well, Ukrainians have doped, but we know the Russians have too, a lot. Several independent, thoroughly researched reports from a few years ago detailed a state-sponsored, widespread system of doping, which, as you say, Russian officials continue to deny. But the World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA, says it's still going on. WADA recently said Russia manipulated lab data it was required to turnover as a condition for reinstatement to the world sporting community. So if WADA approves these sanctions Monday, it would ban Russia from hosting or competing in a major sporting event for 4 years, and all major sporting events, including next year's Summer Olympics. That's considered tough punishment. Harsh critics say, though, it doesn't go far enough and that Russia really won't be deterred.
NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And competition continues off the field. You can tune into Weekend Edition Sunday with Lulu tomorrow for class warfare in movie theaters. Our critic Bob Mondello says it's a recurring theme in film these days. Hear where and why tomorrow on Weekend Edition. You can ask your smart speaker to play NPR or your member station by name.